This is Earth and Sky. Earlier this year, the U.S. Department of Energy awarded $64 million in research grants toward developing hydrogen fuel vehicles and refilling stations.
Scientists are focusing not only on improving the generation of hydrogen fuel, but also on better ways to store it.
Both are very, very critical for the future use of hydrogen as an alternative and potentially more efficient fuel.
That's Jin Zhang, professor of chemistry and biochemistry at the University of California, Santa Cruz. Zhang and his colleagues are developing new ways to put hydrogen in the gas tank, not as a gas, but as a solid. That's done by binding hydrogen atoms onto the surface of certain metallic materials and using nanotechnology, the science of the very small.
So we propose to generate and then store the hydrogen at a high density, ideally, higher than what we can do currently. Part of the reason for the proposal idea is that nanowires offer some advantages that bulk materials or conventional materials cannot offer. For example, nanowires or nanomaterials in general have huge surface area with respect to their volume.
And the bigger the surface area, the more hydrogen can be stored and used in the fuel cell. We have more with Jin Zhang in nanotechnology at earthsky.org, with thanks to the National Science Foundation. We're Block N. Bird for Earth and Sky.